Good morning, Olivia.
Hello.
Hi. Are you excited?
Yeah.
Me too. Me too. I've been so looking forward to talking to you. Made me wait. Wait, what, 3 weeks, 4 weeks?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, yeah. That was very mean. Very mean. Well, okay. So, Olivia, you know, I was talking about the topic for today is artificial sweeteners, and I knew that you would be a perfect a person to talk about this because you've had some personal experience with this, haven't you?
Yeah, with the whole dye thing.
Yeah, and the artificial sweetener thing, the thing where, you know, you came. I mean, how did you actually come to see me in the first place?
Because my dad had MS,
uh-huh.
or he has MS, and so our whole family decided to come and test it out ourselves along with him.
Just to give him support.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
And just to see if there was anything up with us, too, and it turned out there was.
It turned out there was. And, of course, your dad is coming and is still coming. And, in fact, he was a guest on my show. And he has been doing quite well, has he not?
Yes, he has.
Yeah, he has. Yes. And so he was actually, I think he or it was your mom was telling me about you and having some really strange symptoms. What were they?
Well, first it would be a strange sensation, like my hands or side of my face would go completely numb. And then I would lose sight and the ability to like talk to people.
Sort of like stroke-like symptoms almost.
Yeah, kind of, yes.
Yeah.
And then I would get a huge migraine, just a really, really painful one. And the vision would still be gone. And that would mostly be it.
And those were episodic. Those things like didn't happen all the time, right?
No.
Yeah, they just sort of came and suddenly out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You were just minding your own business and you were in school or you were, you know, playing or you were studying or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I would miss out on really important events like parties. So yeah, it was kind of a pain.
It was a bummer.
It was
total bummer. And so you came and you got the nutrition response testing evaluation, and this, of course, as you say, followed your folks because both of them had come in and were on programs. And so, of course, this was not right away though. You tried to find out some about this from other sources, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
So where did you go? What did you do?
We went to a neurologist, I believe, and tried to see if there was something wrong in my brain. So I took a CAT scan or whatever they're called.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
And
yeah, exactly.
And there's nothing wrong with it in that area. It was completely normal, even though there was history of stroke in my family. There, it had nothing to do with it, really. And he said, take this aspirin or whatever whenever you start getting a headache or one of the episodes. And so, you know.
Yeah, because his thinking is, you know, keep the blood thin. His thinking is still, he's still going along the stroke scenario.
Yes.
Yeah. And so did you take those things?
I would take them whenever I started getting the headache or right when I started getting the numb sensation.
Uh-huh.
And I honestly I couldn't tell a difference.
Yeah, it didn't make any difference, did it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And were there any other things that you did, or did you, in any other ways that you tried to either identify what was going on or ways that you tried to handle the issue?
We didn't go to anyone else to figure out what was going on. It was mostly just the neurologist, but I had no idea it was linked to foods, so I didn't really stop eating.
Right. So you continued to have these things, and I know that your mom, as she was coming to see me, was very concerned, and of course your dad was very concerned, and I said, well, let's, bring her on in. Let's do this nutrition response testing thing, and so we did. And that was about, 3 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, 3 years ago. You were 13 then. Is that right?
No, I was 11.
You were 11?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I tell you, time does fly. Us old folks, we just can't keep it straight. And so you came in, we did the test. Was it painful?
No, not at all.
And was it unusual?
Just a little.
Well, describe it for me. Describe it for people. I mean, you know, what was kind of strange about it?
It was almost like voodoo, kind of.
Oh, not the voodoo. Voodoo that you do so well. Yeah, that's right. Okay, yeah. Some muscle testing.
Yeah.
It was kind of voodoo. So we did that voodoo, and we came up with something very interesting, didn't we?
Yes.
And what was it originally? Not the heavy metals that we have subsequently been working on, but what was it originally?
It was dyes.
Yeah, food, dyes, and colors, and preservatives.
Mm-hmm.
not a clogging of the blood vessels at all.
Yeah.
Right?
Nothing to do with that.
Nothing to do with that. It was foods. It was these chemicals and preservatives, which is why I wanted you to come on this particular show, because artificial sweeteners is still artificiality. The artificial, the adulteration of our food supply has gotten so out of control. And of course, the FDA and all the food companies and everybody else basically have just convinced all of us that these are safe. And what would you say to them?
I would say it's ridiculous. You can't get what you need from the purest form of it.
Yeah, and this adulteration is, I mean, what would you say to that? I mean, what would you say, hey, there's no risk, there's no consequence to eating these things?
I would say that's baloney.
Because you're a perfect example.
Yeah.
And there are tens of thousands, perhaps even hundreds of thousands of people who are experiencing neurogenic, that's what all of these symptoms were. They were neurogenic experiences. And it was not only discombobulating, but downright frightening.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And so we found these, it was the artificial dyes and preservatives and so forth. And then I went ahead and I basically designed a nutritional healing program.
Mm-hmm.
And that included, of course, eliminating these food dyes and preservatives and colors, which meant you had to eat, oh my goodness, fresh food.
Yeah. That was so tough the first year.
It was, wasn't it?
I did not follow your directions at all.
And when you did follow them for brief periods, what happened?
I started feeling a lot better. Just, it wasn't even like I stopped having the episodes, which I did. It was more stuff like sleep.
Better sleep.
Yeah.
What else?
Just feeling a lot better, not getting the cold.
Not getting colds, and also, what about your energy?
Oh, it, like, spiked, seriously. I went to bed when I needed to go to bed, and when I was awake, I was awake.
But when you, and of course that had a huge impact, I remember you telling me that huge impact on your ability, at school.
Yeah, it helped me focus, like that whole mental almost. It was like I could focus better on subjects and kind of pursue answers and kind of actually think about the subject.
Right. And were you, I don't know actually this is true, I'm just asking kind of out of the blue, were you ever, you know, did any of your teachers or anybody else sort of wonder, you know, whether or not you had ADD or ADHD or something like that? I don't remember that to be true, but I mean, were they concerned about your abilities at school?
Just with the whole, in case I got an episode, not
okay.
Really the whole focus thing.
Okay, yeah. So they were alerted to that at some point because you because they probably, you probably came to them when you were having it, or
yeah,
or they
yeah.
So okay, so we put you on the program And you reminded me you were only 11 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, 11, right? I mean, you know, most people would think, how could 11-year-old even do this? change your dietary habits and avoid eating. What was one of the big things besides the food dyes? And of course, what was your favorite dessert? Candy, I mean, wasn't there a candy that you?
I didn't really eat candy that much before, but it was mostly like M&M Skittles.
Right, that was it. Skittles.
Skittles.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that was the biggie.
Yeah, and of course, where do let's see, Skittles, M&Ms, food dyes, colors? Yeah.
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 Yeah. And I'll bet you're the only person who eats M&Ms and Skittles on the planet, right? Or
no,
did?
I'm thinking so.
Exactly. Yeah. So many people, and so you're consuming these dyes, these food colors on a regular basis,
yeah.
And you did for periods of time, even at 11 years old, you did stop, and you noticed a huge improvement in your health.
Yeah. Definitely.
And when you didn't stop, when you went back to old habits?
I got tired again, losing that focus. I got bugs, as you call them.
Bugs, yeah, yeah.
Which kind of
colds and flus and things.
Episodes all over again.
Right, right.
And, yeah.
Yeah. And so eventually, though, because this is like, what, some 3 years later, eventually you made a decision.
Yeah.
When?
When I got that hip injury and you said it was not healing because of I was still letting that stuff get to me.
That's
all
right.
All the stuff I can't have.
Right.
That's when I decided, you know what, I just need to stop altogether eating the stuff that I'm not supposed to and actually let myself heal.
The hip injury, you want to explain that a little bit so folks can...
Okay, so in track this year, I was stretching and my partner took a step back and it stretched me out too much and just kind of a whole injury within my pelvis. And it was holding, it was maybe like a month and it still was not healed completely.
Ouch.
Yeah, and it was so painful and... That's where Paul came in.
No, well, I didn't come in first and foremost because your folks brought you someplace else.
Yeah, they took me to the chiropractor.
Right, and they did the adjustments, and I love chiropractic. They did the adjustments, and what was happening?
The muscles were too tight. All the adjustments were not holding. Just nothing was fitting into place.
It's so cool that you chose the word holding. That's a really good choice because that's when you know that there is something missing.
Yeah.
That's when you know. And so I guess it was just through a conversation with your dad, I think, and was telling me about this, and I just looked at him and I said, well, what how come you're not bringing Olivia in?
Yeah.
And you came in and we once again did the evaluation, found out that it was still foods, of course, and a couple of other things, and you followed your program, and what happened? So this injury was not healing. What happened?
Everything felt a lot looser. It was a lot more comfortable, and it started healing way faster. Once I started, I could, like, run again.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this was just from following your nutritional healing program.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, is that too simple or what?
It's so easy once you get past the whole needy with all the junk.
And what was the hardest, when you say get past, what did you have to get past? Describe that, because you know there's lots of folks out there. I mean, people often tell me, well, you know, I can't do it. It's too hard. These are adults. And then they say, well, kids won't do it. And you are proof positive that that isn't true.
Yeah.
So what was it that you had to, quote unquote, get past? I tell you what. No, go ahead.
Okay. Bread, big time. Oh, that was the hardest thing ever. Like whole wheat bread for sandwiches. That was the worst.
Because oh, I know.
It's just, it's it kind of fits in there every single day, something you eat.
Yeah.
And so that was a huge chunk to take it out, the whole grain.
So,
for the rice.
Olivia, would you please hold? Don't go away, okay? Because this radio, and I got to take a break, you know, advertising and whatnot. Would you hold?
Yep.